Most girls are smart and strong and beautiful. Most girls work hard, go far, we are unstoppable. Most girls are fight to make every day. No two are the same.
Ken Connors in for Andrew Carter this morning. Good morning. Welcome back to the show. And that's a little bit of a great new song from Hailee Steinfeld. It's called Most Girls. Hailee Steinfeld is a multi-talented actress, singer, model, dancer. Did I mention Oscar-nominated actress for her work alongside Jeff Bridges and Matt Damon in the movie True Grit? And she boxes, too. And Hailee Steinfeld is nice enough to drop by our studio. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Is that a mistake on Wikipedia, or do you box?
No, I do. I do. My dad, actually, who's a personal fitness trainer, taught me a couple years ago. So
it's been an incredible run for you. I mean, it doesn't seem like it was 7 years ago, but True Grit came out.
7 years. It's so crazy. Whenever it's sort of like put into perspective that way, I guess really when I hear it from somebody else, it's sort of like really sets in. It doesn't. And part of me feels like it was forever ago, and then other parts of me is like it just feels like it was yesterday.
There's so many things I want to ask you about, but let's just start with True Grit. And what's it like when you're 13 years old? and I imagine you went through a lot of auditions for that role.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a great role for a young actress to be on a set with a legend like Jeff Bridges, and I mean, you just probably want to absorb everything like a sponge.
Absolutely everything, and you know, it's funny because I remember more than anything so many people telling me in the process of auditioning, making the movie, running the award circuit, that you know what I was going through, what I was living, was a once in a lifetime opportunity. And as a 13-year-old, it sort of went in one ear and out the other. But I did remember it just because there were so many people telling me that, and I realized way more now than I ever did as a 13-year-old what that experience really was. So being around him and absorbing absolutely everything was amazing.
And to be nominated for an Academy Award, that must have been like a pinch me moment.
Absolutely. I mean, it still is. It still is. It really was just such an incredible honor to be recognized. I grew up knowing that the Academy Awards were the ultimate honor. And I could not believe, I still, again, can't believe that that happened.
Let's move on to Pitch Perfect 3. Mm-hmm. I guess the movie's already in the can, right? Comes out in December?
Comes out in December. Trailer just came out, which is exciting. I have not seen the movie, which I'm dying to. but yeah, I'm very excited. It's funnier. The music's awesome. The performance numbers are great. There's a little bit of action. There's some cameos. There's a lot going on in this movie.
And Hailee Steinfeld, of course, plays Emily. She made her debut in Pitch Perfect 2 with that audition of, was it Flashlight?
Yes, that's the one.
Fantastic. I know you're so busy. You got so many things going on. Off on a tangent here. One of the things that you did recently, I guess it was last fall, that I really loved, and I just want you to tell me a bit about it, was, I guess it was last November, a little before Christmas, you were on James Corden's late night show.
Uh-oh.
And he's got this goofy game
that
he calls First Line Every
Yes.
Line.
I love that game.
Explain to our listeners what First Line Every Line is.
Okay, so I actually learned about this game and what it was very, I mean, like the day, few minutes before I actually
Baptism
played it.
By fire.
So First Line Any Line, you take the first line of a song and sing that same lyric with the rest of the song.
That's all you get to work with.
In the same melody of the song. And yeah, the first line. So I was given Firework by Katy Perry, and the first line of that song is, do you ever feel like a plastic bag? And so I was singing, do you ever feel like a plastic bag, in the melody of Baby, you're a firework. It was so hard. It's actually very challenging, and I encourage people to do it if they're bored because it's very fun.
And Hailee Steinfeld crushed it.
Do you ever feel like a bag? Do you ever feel like a plastic bag?
Now she works it.
Oh, God.
That was great.
Thank you.
And I think later on, you and James sing a Madonna song together.
Yes.
Like a Prayer.
Like a Prayer. That's right. Oh, my God. A funny bit there. He had these doves that he made a part of the performance, and we actually had to do it a few times because at one point a dove flew not in the direction it was supposed to and literally hit someone in the face, including James, actually.
That guy's a huge music fan. He loves pop music, and you guys, I forgot about this.
Yeah.
You and James Corden were both on the same movie, Begin Again.
Yes, that's right.
I loved you in that film.
Thank you so much. That film is so special.
Isn't it a sweet little movie?
It really, really is. It's so raw and yeah. real and organic.
If you're wondering about Begin Again, it's a great little movie. You find it on Netflix. It's Adam Levine, Keira Knightley, and Mark Ruffalo.
Yes, thank you.
And Haley Steinfeld, who are talking to you. One last thing before I let you go. Tell me a little bit about this Transformers movie that you're going to do.
Yeah, so that starts filming it in a couple of weeks. All the fittings and training and everything is being scheduled right now. So as soon as I get back home, we dive into that one, which I'm very excited about. It's a whole different movie. It's its own story. So okay. I'm really excited for people to see it.
Wow. You've got a lot going on, girl.
Yeah, thank you.
I got to get this in or else I'm in trouble. A neighbor of mine has a daughter who's really into fashion and said, tell her how much I loved what she wore at the Met Gala. It was this year. It was I think shorts and a...
Yes, it was Vera Wang. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
She's going to love that. That must be like going to the Academy Awards.
It is. I mean, when I this last year, it was my 7th year in a row, which is absolutely insane. And since the first time, somebody told me it was like the Oscars of fashion, and that's really what it feels like. It's just an incredible night of unbelievable people, and these amazing designers get to put their work on display, and it really truly is amazing.
We've been talking to Haley Steinfeld. She does it all. Is your first time in Montreal?
Yes.
Oh.
Which means I have to come back, so all right. Not too mad about it.
Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.